Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray that today that you're being blessed to the Lord. For the last weeks, we've been in the book of Exodus, and I absolutely love talking about this because when you get in the book of Exodus and you really begin to search, I was asked to teach a Bible study one night. The pastor was sick, and they asked me to fill in, and it was starting in the book of Exodus. And as I got in the book and I began to teach, God began to give me revelation knowledge of the book of Exodus and to see how God delivered his people during this time and how it parallels with the time that we now in. And God began to show me things that we're exactly going through like these people went through, things that they needed to know, we need to know. So I want to further this discussion this morning. And I want to, if you will, go to Exodus chapter 3. And here God is speaking to Moses again, telling him what he's going to do. You know, it's amazing how God knows what he's going to do. He already has a plan. He's not waiting for a group somewhere to get together and give him a plan. God is the plan. Amen. God is the plan. He's not waiting on a plan. He is the plan. Father, have your way. Help us to understand your word, I pray. You are the plan. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for your word. Lord Jesus, become real in the hearts of the people today. In Jesus' name, amen. In Exodus, God is speaking in the third chapter in verse 20. He said, I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, and I will do in the midst thereof, and after he will let you go. And I will give the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. And then down in this last verse in 22, it says, for every woman shall bar of her neighbor, and sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put them on your sons and your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. God is saying here to Moses, not only am I coming down to deliver my people, but when my people come up out of Egypt, they're not coming out empty-handed. Today, I want you to know that if you're serving God and you'll put him first, you will not be empty-handed. God will see that you have what you need to do what he's called you to do. God will provide. When we get in lack, it's when we get to looking in ourself and get to looking at other people's plans. I'm not saying that we're not to obey the laws and we're not to obey things, of course, if it's in accordance with God's word. But I am saying that we've got to rest solely upon the word of God and know to do right and not be fearful of what's coming. Because let me tell you, God overrides lack. God overrides fear. God's mercy and grace will carry us through the times that we're now facing. And he told Moses, he said, my people are not going out empty-handed. And that's a message to somebody out there today. You have looked at what was in your hand, and you've looked at what's in your bank account, and you become discouraged. But let me tell you, you look toward God. See, man counts his cattle by head. If you're out in Texas, Oklahoma, somebody say, how many head of cattle do you have? And they count their cattle by head. But God counts his cattle by heels. He said, I own the heels that the cattle. In other words, he has so much, he can't even count them by head. He counts them by heels. Let me tell you, when you look at God's hand, you won't go out empty-handed because you put your hand in God's hand. God don't come up empty-handed. And he said, I'm going to let the women, I'm going to just show you how mighty and how strong these Egyptians are. I'm going to let the Hebrew women go borrow from them gold and silver, fine clothes, bring them home, put them on their children and their daughters. So when you march up out of Egypt, you're not going to look like a bunch of slaves, but I'm going to dress you and I'm going to provide for you and go put a little money in your pocket, traveling money. Let me tell you, God will do the same thing for you today. If you look to his hand and not man's hand. That's what's got America in trouble now. They're looking for a handout from man and not looking for the blessing of God in his hand to do what he's called you to do. God bless you. What hand are you trusting in today? I pray it's Jesus.